This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Parliament has passed the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. This bill encourages e-sports and online social games while prohibiting harmful online money gaming services, advertisements, and financial transactions related to them. There is a provision of imprisonment of up to 3 years and fine up to 1 crore rupees or both in case of violation of the law related to online money gaming. Moving the bill, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, "Online money gaming has become a public health menace." He said the bill has 3 segments, namely e-sports, online social games, and online money games. Vivek Vashi Foundation Mysuru, which raises awareness among students about the ill effects of online betting, has welcomed the regulation brought out by the central government. The founder member of the foundation, Nityanand SP, has said that the introduction of a law to ban betting gaming apps is a positive move.
I am proud to call this decision to ban online games a historic and wonderful decision. The reason is that for the past several years, I and my friends have been continuously trying to create awareness in hundreds of schools and colleges on behalf of the organization about the ill effects of drugs, addiction, and gambling. However, it was very sad to see many students who fell into the addiction of online betting and committing suicide. The happiness and peace of many homes were destroyed due to this betting. This bill has given us new hope.
The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha have been adjourned sine die today. With this, the monsoon session of the parliament, which began on the 21st of last month, concluded. In the Lok Sabha, when the house assembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said, during the session, 14 government bills were introduced and a total of 12 bills were passed. He said a total of 419 starred questions were included in the agenda for this session. But due to continuous pre-planned disruptions, only 55 questions could be taken for oral reply. Mr. Birla expressed displeasure over the loss of time due to disruptions caused by the opposition MPs over various issues, saying that the House barely managed to work only for 37 hours in this session.
लगातार गतिरोध और नियोजित व्यवधान के कारण हम केवल 37 घंटे ही चर्चा कर पाए। इस सत्र में जिस भाषा का आचरण किया गया, जिस तरीके की नारेबाजी की गई, ये सदन की मर्यादाओं के अनुरूप नहीं है। हमें एक स्वस्थ परंपराओं का निर्माण करना चाहिए और हमारी कोशिश होनी चाहिए कि हम संसद के अंदर गरिमापूर्ण चर्चा करें।
In the Rajya Sabha, also a similar scenario prevailed. Before being adjourned in ADA, the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill 2025, the Government of Union Territories Amendment Bill 2025, and the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganization Amendment Bill 2025 were referred to a Joint Committee of Parliament for further scrutiny by the Rajya Sabha. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov reviewed the entire gamut of India-Russia bilateral relations during the meeting in Moscow today. In a joint press briefing after the talks, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted that relations between India and Russia have been among the steadiest of the major relationships of the world after the Second World War. Railways has decided to operate more than 12,000 special trains for the convenience of the passengers during Diwali and Chhath festivals. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav also announced that passengers undertaking onward journeys between 13 and 26th of October and return journeys between 17th November and 1st of December will be offered a 20% discount on return tickets. And benchmark domestic equity indices ended with marginal gains in a range-bound trade today. Sensex rose 143 points to close at 82,001. Similarly, Nifty gained 33 points to settle at 25,084. And that is the end of this news bulletin.